So I was rewatching John Wick 4 yesterday, and it gave me the idea, because like we get to see a Continental represent several different nations in the John Wick franchise, right? We got to see New York, obviously. London has one, Morocco in the third one, and then Japan or Osaka for the fourth one. So like, what would your Continental be? If you were in charge, like what would your defense response would be?
Greek Spartans or Roman centurions?
300.
So would it be disarming just to see a row of shields just walking
Oh,
towards you
shit.
and spears, right? And like people use guns, they're like, oh my God, what do we do? And it's just like spears, oh, when then they the spears come out, that'd be dope. That'd be dope.
Oh, I went straight to war crimes, like just gas everybody. Fuck it. If like if there's no there's obviously no government oversee on any of this shit, right? So why not just start gassing fuckers left and right? Hey, welcome to Pop Salsa. For this week, I'm your host, like always, Joel, accompanied by my good buddy Ernesto.
Hey, how's it going?
That was a little stumble there on my part.
You got
Today
it.
we're going to be discussing a movie that is so preposterous, it's entertaining. At least the way I thought about it.
Barely,
Barely.
barely, barely entertaining.
I was enthralled the whole time I saw this movie.
Oh my God.
We're talking Sisu.
Sisu?
Sisu, yeah.
Yeah.
They said it right in the movie, like in Finnish, there's no possible way to translate what this means or some shit.
Yeah, I was watching it and I was like, what the hell is Sisu? And then I came up, I was like, all right. That's
Yeah. So if you want to see, if you, I guess like we could make up our own interpretation, and it would be just an insane badass with the will of 1,000 men or some shit, right? Like, how the fuck would you be able to describe the actions in this
I don't
movie?
angry grandpa I
Angry
don't
grandpa, really?
yeah I don't like it's such a weird, I don't know where we're gonna start, but it's just, I was expecting John Wick, World War II John Wick, right? And the trailers made it feel like it was World War II John Wick. And when I as I watched it, and it's like they separated by chapters too, and I was like, what the hell is this? Like,
Very Tarantino.
yeah, I was like, oh my God. And Tarantino's not my, like, I'm not the biggest Tarantino fan. So when I was watching this, I was like, all right, this is gonna be like a parody or some sort of just weird ass movie or something like that. And I was right.
Yeah, so like I know you've been a stickler in the past with
Oof.
Especially with war history movies, because like you love the accuracy and everything, and like we'll
Yeah.
just throw this out the window from the beginning.
Oh
All
yes.
right, like there's no maybe that the probably the only accurate thing in this movie is that the Nazis were in Finland. That's probably the
Yeah.
only thing, right?
Yeah, they were
Correct.
dirt bags. Like that's well, they're like the
Yeah,
SS.
assholes.
Yeah, they're the
Exactly.
SS. So it was, and the first 5 minutes, I was already checked out. I was
Really?
already, yeah, because the tank is not a Panzer tank. It's not a
It's a
Panzer tank.
tiger.
It's not a Tiger either. It's a T-55 Russian tank. It's
So
it.
they took a tank, a Russian tank, from the battles.
Nope. It's not even the T-50 45s. It's literally a Cold
Modern day
War
tank.
era, a Cold War era tank. Because if you look at the dome, it's like a dome, not the dome, the turret. It's a dome. Tanks back then, especially World War II, didn't have that or didn't think about that. So it's they made it look like a tiger, but it's not a tiger, and
Not a
it's
tiger.
like, bro, don't lie to me, like don't.
If we're gonna like judge this movie on historical inaccuracies, then we're not gonna go far.
But that's the bare minimum, though.
That's
Like
true.
they have MP44s. What if they had MP5s? It's like that was, you know what I mean? They have MP4, and like the gun on the tank is not even a German gun. It's not an MG42, because apparently they couldn't get an MG42. It's like another like Russian Cold War, like end of World War II era gun, which I know that it was used a lot, but why would Germans be like, yeah, let's ditch our MG42, mount this Russian gun on a... anyway. I didn't check out like, oh my god, this movie sucks. I checked out as in like, oh, it's not going to be what I think it's going to be, a World War II kind of in John Wick. It's just like a Tarantino weird film.
Yeah, just like, let's make us up a story, and it just so happens that it takes place during World War II.
That beginning bit was so good too, though. I really like like Russia, like they had.
They also glossed over the fact that the Finnish were a big part in the invasion of Barbarossa.
Yeah,
like they attacked from the north. Like it wasn't like, hey, you know, it was to some extent it was a pact of convenience, because like the threat of a Soviet invasion is, you know, clear as day, especially like them coming off of the Winter War.
Yeah.
But, like, you fuckers, like, nobody strong-armed you into joining the Nazis, cocksuckers. Come on.
Yeah, it's... Okay.
I just gloss over the fact that they were also a big part of what was happening.
Yeah, it's... I don't want to offend our Finnish listeners, but this is... Is this how you see us with American movies? It's very, like... Like the Finnish,
they won't get it.
Yeah, well, like
they don't know any history. They just want to see some fucker kill people.
That's what I, because it's like, it's so much filled with Finnish exceptionalism, right? It's like,
yeah,
we don't have a word in Finnish. The Sisu, you know what I mean? It elevates that kind of brand of warrior, and that's how we do as well. And we exaggerate a lot as well, you know, like the American will. The unbreakable American will in the face of, you know, remarkable tyranny is unbreakable or something like that.
Yeah. It's very, very blowing smoke up their own ass type of the Americanized way of telling stories. And it's, honestly, I was all for it, dude. Like, for me, I obviously went in going, like, there's going to be no historical accuracies in this film. I just want to see a motherfucker kill Nazis. And that's what we saw.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I started laughing. There was a scene where Sisu, I don't remember his actual name, but Sisu runs across a minefield. And it was in the trailer, and he throws a rock at a mine, and it makes a smoke screen for some freaking reason.
He starts batmaning it up
and then
the Carlos here on Deception from Power Ages.
And the lead Nazi sends the two bros in, right? And I laugh so hard because they blew up, obviously, because it's a minefield, but the guy's leg blows off and it hits another mine. I was like, that mine hates Nazis or something. Like,
they were playing ping pong with mines.
Yeah, he threw a mine at the first dude. I was like, oh my god, what is this?
Out of the fucking dust, just the mine comes and it just hits one Nazi and blows him up.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, to their credit, the editing is pretty good. Like, you see the whole mine hit his face and he's like, oh. And then it explodes. And I was like, that was pretty seamless. It wasn't like you could tell it's a dummy or anything like that.
Yeah. A lot of the goriness in the film, it's very well done. Like the VFX on this was top notch. There's a scene, jumping around a little bit. There's a scene where he's literally sewing himself up.
That was gross.
With 4-gauge wire, right? You know, and then like, it's funny because it's like a 3-minute scene of him writhing in pain, you know, staring up into the heavens. And then like, it cuts to a Nazi motherfucker, a German pilot, and just this look of horror on his face. Yeah. Oh my god, it was hilarious.
Yeah, he was like, let's complete, we're jumping in, but yeah, that scene, in the same scene, he gets hung.
Yeah,
like, and it starts, you know,
at the beginning of the sequence of that sequence, he gets hung.
Yeah, he gets hung, and you know, you're pretty dead by the time. But the will of the Finnish people, you know, the unbreakable bond of hate towards Nazis. I get it, and he's alive. It's like he's Kratos, pretty much.
Pretty much, exactly. Yeah. Like once he thought he was dead, no, he comes back. One thing that I noticed that was like, kind of made me think, is like, is attacking a person's dog like the go-to now of to like make everybody instantly hate some fucker, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because like we obviously in John Wick, right? That was the main propeller behind John Wick is that they killed his dog. But like here, like they don't kill his dog, but they do try.
Yeah, they hit the dog. Like you hear the dog yell.
They strap a fucking grenade to him.
He's alive. Yeah. Yeah, they strap a grenade to him, and they have a conveniently. Oh, I guess they had dogs too, which also come out of nowhere. Which is kind of, but I guess they had a doggy harness to hold grenades or something like that.
To hold grenades.
Yeah, it's, if they weren't, I feel like them being Nazis, to me, is enough hate.
The automatic, yeah. Yeah, the automatic. Kick the puppy.
Yeah, you don't have to kick the puppy. If the scene when they're introduced, they have a freaking truck full of women who obviously they sexually assaulted. Because one dude who's super obese walks out
for like, the time, right?
Yeah, yeah. So like, yeah, you don't have to add more dogs getting shot.
Yeah. We don't need more reasons to hate Nazis.
Yeah.
and what was cool is that when they do finally like give the chicks something to do, like they make them badasses without it being like here in the face, you know, the women are coming to save the world at the point, you know,
until so like, the hey. Point they had that in the scene. Remember, they're slow walking towards their. I hated that storyline, to be honest with you. It's because it's ham-fisted, you know, it's just there. Like, oh my gosh, they're all walking like, bro. They don't even show them killing the dude. They strap them to the turret. What? Just like disembowel, like show the increased
do
violence.
Something, right? Yeah. There was like the guy they strapped to the gun of the tank. He's the one who, when we were introduced to the female characters, he's like pulling up his pants, you know, holstering his gun as if, you know. You know, he did some shit with them and stuff like that. And so, like, obviously, it would be permitted, if not encouraged, to take some revenge on the fucker. At least cut his dick off or something, you know?
I was thinking they were going to run him over and, like, you know, squish his crotch off or something. You know, because they were right behind him. It's just, I'm nitpicking. I'm pretty sure I'm nitpicking at this point. But it's
when you said running him over, there's that scene where he's taking out the Russians dudes, right? And one of them gets run over by a tank.
Yeah.
And the dudes on the motorcycles are like, was that one of ours?
Yeah, was that one of ours? It's just it's a weird film. And it's not a bad film, it's just really weird. Like there's the scene where he's getting hung. And the tank pilot takes off his hat as a sign of respect. And then the main Nazi takes off his hat. And then the fat guy with the sniper rifle, you know, holsters it as like a salute. And I'm like, what? What is this? Like, what are you guys doing?
I mean, like, that could be a, you know, it's a sign of respect for like a warrior type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it is weird. You wouldn't consider your Nazis to be very full of respect, right? If anything, they probably would have pumped around in them just to be sure.
Which they should. It's God.
In hindsight, they should have.
Well, in hindsight, the guy does a lot of stupid shit. Like the main bad guy. I know he's a Nazi, but you make him. He's such a dumbass. Like they have him put a round in his head. Chop off his head. Let's see if that's immortal. Like, nah, let's hang him. You know what I mean? It's just, and it's like, let's send both of our, you know, our soldiers in, but we don't know what's happening, so let's just keep sending them in. You know, it's like something that we ironed out, sort of, in our films in the 90s, of like stupid, stupid bad guys.
Well, I mean, like, the Finnish Hollywood, I feel like they don't have the long history of movie making.
Yeah, so that's a good point.
We can forgive them on their storytelling, but I just feel like this movie, it's one of those movies where you don't go in expecting anything, and that's the best way to view this film. Just because like it is just a dude killing people that just so happen to be Nazis, right?
Yeah, yeah. And go for it.
Well, so we were talking about how preposterous it was that he threw a fucking mine at some dude. What about when they were in the lake?
Yeah, he was. That was crazy.
That was the most insane way I've ever seen anybody kill a motherfucker.
Yeah. So And he got shot in the head. I don't understand. He also got, but yeah, he's jumping and there's a lake nearby and he's hiding from the Nazis and they send three people on the boat, right? Mm-hmm. And one guy goes in there for some freaking reason because he wants the gold. All right, he's a gold prospector, by the way. I think we glossed over that. he's really hard for this gold. But anyway, he slits the throat of one Nazi and then he basically inhales his air. Right?
Yeah.
Is that right? His air from his lungs.
That's what he does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like...
He slits a motherfucker's throat, and then like the bubbles and blood were coming out, that's where he's like, all right, I'm going to take my breath
here. I'm going to drink him like a freaking Capri Sun kind of... Yeah.
Like a Capri Sun.
I thought that was the most unrealistic, but also the most creative way to hide from them, because you know, I don't know if the human anatomy works that way, but just the idea of him like, yeah, I'm gonna take your air like a vampire or some shit, was like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, I was thinking of like, we just saw Dune where they fucking wait for their people to die to take their water. Like, this motherfucker's just taking people's air left and right.
Yeah, he's drinking them dry. Yeah, exactly. That's a pretty dope scene. But also, like, they're all...
Insane. Like, he grabbed one of the dead Nazis to get fucking... to get protection from, like, what is it? Like, a 48 millimeter or some
shit? Oh, my God. Cal. Like, if you're scared, turn the turret and shoot him, like, just
blast him.
Yeah, it's I'm not a biggest Tarantino fan, but a lot of his films are like that, just outrageously violent for some freaking reason, and just him using the dead body as cover and putting ash or some shit from the car on his wound. It's like, I don't know if that's how it works. I don't know if you'll get infected, but all right. Well, it looked cool.
He got shot in the leg, right? And then when he was patching himself up in that montage, we saw him cauterize his bullet wound with like four matches.
Right.
Like, he just lit them up and stuffed them in the hole. I was like, damn, dude.
Yeah. Is that
like,
hot enough?
I'm not going to. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I've seen people like have a red hot, like legit, like 1,000 degrees poker to do it, right?
And
I'm not going to lie, I've always had like some morbid curiosity of cauterizing a wound myself.
Yeah.
I've watched too many films
my entire life. Next show, we'll cut you like right somewhere no one will see and we'll cauterize.
We'll do it with an iron, just.
Yeah, we'll stream it. We'll shoot it live. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll shoot it live.
Yeah, I thought that was weird, but I don't know, man. I thought the ending scene was like that blew it out of the water of it being weird.
When he just
weird.
Walks up to the bank, or
no. When he freaking rides a plane
to the ground.
just when he thought it could be more outrageous.
Yeah, there's like. So he ends up on a plane, right? Because the bad Nazi and his general, which his generals are like, dude, he killed 7 of your people. Consider yourself lucky, right? He basically gave him the warning, like, not to fuck with this asshole. But the main Nazi dude was like, we need the gold because if we go back, we're going to get hung. Like, he had the foresight to know that shit was not going to end well for the Nazis.
Yeah.
So they wanted to take his gold, but they end up on a plane. And the way he ends up on the fucking plane, like the plane's on the runway, right? He's emptying the machine gun that he has, and then he has a fucking pickaxe, and then he like hooks himself onto the airplane.
Yeah, and he's screaming yeah. as he's on there, like it makes him stronger, like it's Goku or some shit.
Battle, yeah, his battle fucking cry.
Yeah,
with the pickaxe.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's I, like you said, I have a particular with my World War II films, and the beginning of the film made it feel like, oh, it's gonna be World War II, but it's like, nah. Yeah. As soon as I saw Chapter One, the gold or some shit or whatever it was called, I was like, all right, crap.
Your expectations just went down
the toilet. Yeah, it's gonna be an hour and some change of just weird shit, awesome shit. Don't get me wrong, but just weird shit.
In the scene of the airplane where it crashes into the ground, you would imagine, like, at least try to level it, right? Not take a fucking a nosedive into a swamp.
And he was like, screw it, I'll strap myself in. Like, bruh, like, this is... Go to the back, you know what I mean? The back, the nose is... Anyway, yeah, we're nitpicking. Yeah.
And there's, like... No, what was crazy is, like, after, like, you see the wreckage, there's nothing of the fucking airplane left. And then out of the goo, you see some fingers, and boom, there's that dude. It's
like, yeah, reborn from the finished mud. Or whatever. I wish I had more historical, I guess, context of a lot of the moments he does. Because I do feel like the mud scene when him coming out is some, maybe some Finnish thing where it's like, this is
some
how,
lore.
It's some lore. Yeah, something like that, or like the dog or something, you know, something, the stuff that he does. Like the pickaxe. Is that something that is like...
Well, he's a gold miner. So
I know he's a gold miner, Joel. But is that like a symbolism? Like, you know how the sickle and hammer are Soviet Union kind of thing? So is the pickaxe the symbol of like the finished resolve in the face of Nazis? Or so? I don't, I'm just digging into it. Because it's particular where he's a pickaxe guy.
Yeah, so it looked...
I'm looking for more shit, Joel.
the hammer and sickle, the pickaxe represents the Soviet Union fucking up Germany. Nazi Germany.
Yeah, I was looking for, I don't know, man. Like, and it was also weird, was every Nazi had slick-backed hair. Did you find that weird?
Yeah.
Did you find it literally, except for the fat guy...
And the bald dude, the main Nazi turned out to be bald.
Bald, right. But every Nazi had like Aryan youth looking slick back hair.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of Nazi, you know, you think of...
When I think of textbook Nazis, that's what I think about.
Exactly.
I was surprised the main Nazi dude didn't have a scar across his eye and like blind.
A monocle or some shit.
Yeah, you know? Oh, yeah, like... You know, looking for the Ark of the Covenant or something like that.
I mean, like, this movie is... It is what it is. And what I liked about it was that it was short, you know, relatively to compared to today's movies. It was only an hour and a half. You know, a little bit less considering credits and stuff like that. And on with a movie like this, that's the perfect length, because there isn't any like deep fucking sentiment you want to fucking learn or anything like that. There's no lesson, there's nothing. It's just some dude fucking people up because they threaten his dog and they try to take his gold.
Yeah, which I feel like is more a gold, because I was more fascinated with like, why is this guy so hard for his gold, bro? Like, is there like a wife who's dead or some shit like that, and
he lost everything
or some shit? Like, nah, it's capitalism or something like that. Or, I love the ending though. The ending was... I don't know if you want to jump to the ending. Do you want to jump to the ending? Or...
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, the ending essentially is him walking into the bank wanting to trade the gold nuggets that he got, two bags full of gold nuggets, for bills, because apparently to him it's easier to carry.
So it wouldn't be so damn heavy.
Yeah, so I was like, this is a perfect ending for this kind of film.
Yeah,
like, I was dying. Movie,
yeah. It was insane, and I enjoyed it. I'm not gonna lie. I knew it wasn't gonna be anything that like too crazy or like too complicated, too thought provoking or anything like that. So I was like, I'm just gonna enjoy it for what it was. And of course, I was abiding. I was fucking stoned as shit watching it. Like, what had me weirded out a little bit? Like, when the first Nazi he kills, he stabs him in the brain. Right? Goes like that.
Yeah.
And then the Nazi blinks. Like, do you think he'll still be able to blink? Like, is that like some physiological shit happening?
I think that was just a muscle reflex.
Like a muscle reflex.
Yeah, muscle. Because, you know, you can cut a chicken's head off, but a chicken's head off, like a chicken, well, his body will still work after its head's gone. But that's just muscle like reflex. Like, those are the last signals it sent before its head was chopped off, and now it's just like reacting to it. So maybe it's like
process what's happening.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But yeah, this movie was fucking... it was insane. Like, I'm I know, like, you don't have the biggest leeway when it comes to World War II historically.
Nope.
Being accurate, but nope. Like, were you, can you see it for what it is?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's what makes Tarantino films really good. Is I haven't seen Inglourious Bastards, but
really,
yeah, I have, because again, it's the historical aspect. Like, I'm a real stickler, and if I see something that's just not really aligns to what I know from history, I'm not checked out, but there's a certain level. Like, okay, I go down the level. Like Fury, for example. Like Fury, I don't feel is entirely accurate in terms of the Allied forces, but the rest of it, it's like the tanks and how they look, you know, the war, like he'd rather get.
They actually used the last Tiger, right?
Yeah.
In that movie.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that's like, oh God, that's pretty awesome. The story, I could live with what it is, but they use the first Tiger, the Sherman tank, which is my favorite tank there. Like the
Tomahawkers.
Yeah. The EZ-8. Like it's pretty dope. But here it's just like, it's not really the focus. So I get it. It's, it is what it is. So but I'm still down a level when it comes to, I'm still down a level. Yeah.
Yeah. There's also one other, like the strong stoic character that doesn't say anything. And he really only says what those five lines at the end, like bills, please, they're easier to carry, or some shit along those lines. Right.
Yeah.
Aside from like the three screams that he has, his battle cries.
Yeah. I don't even think he's that stoic character either. I just think he just doesn't speak English. I think because he's like, as soon as he's talked to someone, he says what he needs. But everyone else, he's just kind of reacting and grunting and like looking and stuff like that.
Looking.
Yeah, so it's pretty dope. He's a cool actor, but I'm just like, I don't think too much into it. He just doesn't speak English. Or German, I guess, in this case, right? Because the lady starts speaking Finnish when they're riding the tank.
Well, no, he would be Finnish as well.
Right.
The Nazis would be speaking German.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like this movie was dubbed. I don't know. Did you get that sense?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I got that sense. Especially when the chick was like, she was not preaching, but she was telling the two young Nazi dudes that they're about to die. It felt a little, like, her English felt off kind of thing.
Yeah, and then the way that they did, she's in that same scene, she was like talking about like, oh, you bitches are dead, right? And that's something that is very modern today. You're referring to a group of people as a bunch of bitches, but I don't know if it was correct, you know, back in the 80s.
Yeah, I
should
have checked. Yeah, that would have been, I think it would have been better to maybe they're speaking German.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe the Nazis are speaking German, and that would be, I guess, better. I don't know.
It gets better.
Yeah.
But overall, like, what would you give this film?
Oh God.
Oh gosh.
I'm for a 7.
A 7?
Yeah, a 7.
Just solely on entertainment factor or no?
Nah. Yeah. Well, everything pretty much.
Everything.
Yeah. I was like, the mine was like, I like gore and violence, and I was like, whoa, that was crazy. He's just throwing mines at people. It's funny, weirdly, and it's entertaining, like you said.
Entertaining, at the very least, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, who doesn't like to see Nazis get, like, massacred or something like that?
Yeah. There's been a slew of movies that I've seen recently that I'm thinking, like, oh, shit, my dad would have loved this film. And I feel like this one would have been right up his alley because it's everything he had, everything he loved in a film.
Yeah.
People shooting at each other, people dying, explosions, violence, gore, overall. You know,
yeah,
like
it, yeah, absolutely.
Just checking, check mark. So I think because of that, like, purpose alone, I would probably give it like a 6.5.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, it's like you said.
Well, that's going to be our discussion for SZA this week. Thanks for tuning into Pop Salsa.
If you got any feedback or topic you want us to cover, check out our link tree in the description. And if you haven't already, drop us a rating or review wherever you're listening to us.
I've been your host like always. I've been your host like always, Joel Cooper, but my good buddy Ernesto.
Hey.
We'll catch you next week on Pop Salsa.